Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling, and Brewers manager Craig Counsell is our guest on Wisconsin's Morning News today. Craig, I really wanted to ask you about this because despite the loss, your starter Aaron Ashby had a really, really nice outing. Very special performance for him. Fresh off signing a five-year contract extension where he's getting paid, it's all happening, he's arrived. I wonder how hard that is for a young guy like that to come out now with all that pressure of, okay, son, now you got the big money, let's see what you got. And for him to come out and do what he did last night, special, right?
No, I mean, I think it's been a great week for Aaron. And I kind of view it the opposite. I think it's, you know, he's comfortable right now. He feels there's a little less pressure. I mean, a lot of these young players in every sport, you're kind of playing for your job every night. And that's, there's a certain pressure that goes with that. And now he's, can just kind of relax, know he's going to be around, know he's going to be here. And I think we saw that last night.
Craig, what do you think was different for the offense over the weekend coming out of the All-Star break? Was it as simple as just feeling rested and revived? Because you guys put up some runs, and Hunter Renfro was kind of leading the charge with some missiles to left field.
Yeah, I mean, the first 3 days we swung the bats well. Just some guys swinging the bat well. I mean, that's the bottom line. I think, you know, Hunter's a player that has tremendous power, and he hit three home runs with guys on base, and that's, you know, seven runs right there, and that's always going to help. So, you know, I think what we need to do offensively is up and down the lineup. You know, guys need to take turns. It was Hunter had a big weekend, and it's going to be somebody else maybe this series, and that's how you're consistent scoring runs.
Craig, trade deadline is a week from today. I'm curious how involved you are in conversations with David and Matt. Do you kind of let them make the phone calls, or how involved are you, or are you going to be in the next 7 days here?
No, I'm not on the phone. That's definitely their department. But you know, we talk about, you know, where our areas to improve, of course. You know, it's a big week for them for sure, and it's a busy week for them, and they're working hard trying to make the team better.
Where are those areas? Like, what do you guys talk about? We're like, okay, we're good, we're in first place, but we need to be a little better.
Well, look, I mean, we can get better everywhere, and I think that's how we always look at it. And so you don't shut off anything. I think you realize that's the way it works. You can be better in every little area, and that's how you see it, and that's why you're open to everything and take a look at everything, and you know, see where there is an opportunity.
Off-topic question, Skipper. We just broke the story that the Choco Taco is going away from the Klondike lineup. I'm wondering, what's in the council freezer right now, or what is the go-to at the ice cream truck for you and maybe the kids?
We would be like a Ronda Cops. That's our kind of go-to. Keep less in the freezer if we want a treat. We're heading out to Cobb.
What yes. Flavor of the day when you see it on the marquee there psychs you up the most, Craig?
I'm a butter pecan guy, but yeah. The cookie dough, the kids get the cookie dough.
Yeah, they do.
All right, Craig Counsell, manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, got the Twins in town with a 7:10 first pitch tonight. Always good to talk to you, Craig. Thank you.
Take care, guys.